Welcome to the Healthy Body Podcast. My name is Brianna Wilkerson and I am your host. I'm a holistic health and life coach, essential oils advocate, and a CrossFit Level 1 trainer. But most of all, I am a woman on a mission to get a healthy body that I love and I'm proud of and help women do the same. Because ladies, guess what? For far too long have we fallen victim to this dieting cycle that promises us short-term gain with no long-term results. But I'm here to say that if you are on it, also would love to overcome yo-yo dieting, honor your body, and get a healthy body you love and you're proud of, I'm here to do it with you. Through establishing simple habits in your nutrition and nourishment, your exercise through movement, your stress management through relaxing, sleep through resting, digestion through processing, toxic load through cleansing, and rewriting your mindset and beliefs through appropriate mindset and habits, we can journey together to help you move from a place of shame to a place of honor with your body and get a healthy body you love and you're proud of. So through this podcast, through my Healthy Body Resource Library, my challenge, my private community, and my coaching courses and programs, I help women do that. I help women really come to a place where they love and honor their body in a healthy, sustainable way. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you landed on this podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And be sure to let me know what you think, because this podcast is all about you. All right, so before we get on to the next podcast episode, listen to today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by my one-on-one three-month coaching program. This is my signature program designed to help women create a customized way to ditch dieting, lose weight, and reclaim their health for good. It is a space where you will get coaching sessions, unlimited email support, and access to my course and resources, and whatever you need to really help you see results and see results for good. So if you're ready for that lifelong change, book a discovery call and let's talk about it. Go to madewell345.com/discovery call or look in the show notes and let's get started. All right, it's time for the episode. Welcome everyone to the Healthy Body Podcast. I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Today with me, I have Pam, who has been one of my clients, who's gone through my Whole 30 program, my Healthy Body Academy course, has done the oils, listens to my podcast. She's just like, she's the real MVP. Like she's the client of the year sort of thing. She's just amazing. And so I just wanted to bring her on the podcast as we kind of continue on this hormone series and also just, you know, sharing the offer I have with you guys to get some support in coaching and oils. I just wanted to come on to kind of share a little bit about their experience with working with me in both coaching and oils. So Pam, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Yes. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you, Pam, just who you are, what you do, and then kind of tell us what led you to start kind of looking for health coaching or looking for support with essential oils?
Okay. Well, my name is Pam Sheckley, and I'm going to reveal my age because I think it's important for people to know maybe the struggles a woman my age has. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm 58. Mm-hmm. I live in northern Maine, where it's fall for sure and a little cold right now. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm, and I am a retirement income planner, helping people plan for their retirements, and I've been doing that for over 30 years. And I was thinking back as to how I met Brianna, and I think I was invited to a health summit that Brianna, you put on, mm-hmm. and with a Bethany Zell, mm-hmm. who is kind of a friend of mine, was one of the speakers. And so she invited all of her friends. And I listened to all of the other speakers, but got connected to you. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought about a health coach before. Mm-hmm. But I... this is actually, Brianna, I've known you for a little while.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about it. A couple years.
Yes. I had just gone through breast cancer treatment, mm-hmm. and I had gained weight, and I had no energy, and I just was blah. I was mm-hmm. just not a happy camper. And I said, coaching, I am at the point where I want to commit to taking care of me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it, you know, costs money, time. I finally came to the realization through, well, actually, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, it's okay.
I just started thinking, you know, I'm not going to be around as long as I want to be if I don't start taking care of me. Mm-hmm. And so I think I just took the leap of faith. I don't remember quite how it happened. I probably just emailed you mm-hmm. and signed up to have you as my coach. Mm-hmm. Along with that, I think part of what we talked about was the oils too. Mm-hmm. I remember you took me through like a series of questions mm-hmm. to help me focus on what oils might be helpful for my situation. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, that's great. I just think like what you just shared is amazing in the sense like one, like you're right. People at different ages and different seasons of life, women have different things going on. And particularly you coming out of a season of just kind of doing some treatment. It's like you had particular goals and needs, but I love it. What you said around like you were at the point of your life that you realized you had to take care of yourself no matter what the cost, like no matter the time or no matter the money that you were worth taking care of. And so with that, you decided to kind of do health coaching and you also got into the oils. So tell us a little, let's start with coaching and then we can go to the oils. Like what was health coaching like for you? And just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, what you helped me with is to start with, before you can do anything, before you can achieve any goal, you have to work on your mindset.
Right.
And I think women particularly have a problem in this area. And I sort of had to come to the conclusion that I am okay the way I am.
Right.
I'm lovable the way I am. Mm-hmm. So, and because I love me, I want to take care of me
right.
so that I can be the best me I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so you helped me with that. And I actually did a podcast on it with you.
Yeah, episode 51.
Episode 51.
Yes.
And I guess I did want to mention that as I worked with you, you touched me in a way that was helpful for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You're positive, non-judgmental, which is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you emphasize I am enough where I am right now. And you helped me think of I had goals
mm-hmm.
and you helped me think of ways to get to those goals in a gentle, you know, not go out there and train for a marathon kind of thing. Just very gentle, easing into my goals so mm-hmm. that they would become habits.
Right.
So I forgot where we're going, Brianna.
Yeah, no,
that's
yeah,
part
just
of
like
being 58.
Oh, no, it's just, yeah, I just think, yeah, you're just sharing at the beginning, you know, of health coaching, just the first part before really, you know, trying to change our mm-hmm. habits or a lifestyle in certain areas, such as nutrition, exercise, all those things, you realize that, you know, your mindset really needs to first shift. And that's kind of one thing you experienced. Yeah.
So, yes. And in doing that, I follow everything that's Brianna. Does
yeah,
that
you
sense?
Do. Poor thing. I've gone through so many changes too, but Pam is faithful.
And so I'm a part of the Healthy Body Academy,
mm-hmm.
which Brianna set me on the right course, and I continue to benefit from, mm-hmm. excuse me, her wisdom through the academy.
Mm-hmm.
I have access to resources to help me For example, right now, Brianna, you're doing like a section on hormones,
right,
and health. And that's something I'm really interested in right now. Mm-hmm. So there's tons of resources for me in the group. Also, Brianna is there for questions. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that there's other people that are maybe going through the similar things and they have tips or they, everyone's very encouraging in that group. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah, right now I think I'm really focused on my hormonal health, and all of what you're working on, Brianna, right now is just right up my alley.
Oh, so good. So good. Yeah. And you did the whole 30 too, right? You did the whole 30 at one point.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. I've got to get back to a place to start that again, but it, taught me how much energy I could, when I was coaching with you, I think I was focusing on energy,
right,
and the whole 30 definitely gave me energy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, got to continue to incorporate all of those tips I learned in my life.
Yes. Yeah, it takes, you know, it's, I love how you, you know, even like you've stayed around journeying, whether it's being listening to the podcast or still being involved in, you know, the private Facebook group for everyone who does the Academy or the Whole 30 or even one-on-one clients, like you're still implementing one thing at a time, and whether it's in the oils group too. So I think that just even shows people what, which I always want to portray, is that even though, you know, we work together as a, in the coaching capacity for 3 months or so, it's like there's still journey afterwards. There's still space. Like you have to keep going afterwards. And what I want to do is always provide some sort of space. And that's what, you know, the ongoing Facebook group is or all of that. And I just love that you're actually taking me up on those offers. Like you're continuing to grow over this journey. You know what I mean? Versus like, oh, that's it. We're done. Which is what I see often with people. Like, you know, I think 3 months of intense coaching can really, not intense, but you know, more intentional coaching can really help get the tools you need, but it's really like also after, what, you know, how are you going to go about that sort of thing? So love that you're still doing that.
It's a lifelong journey. And I learned a lot, but that doesn't mean immediately I implemented everything, because so what I have learned is still there, and I can implement in baby steps what I've learned.
Right.
So things, it's good.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit then about your, you know, you mentioned essential oils, and that's a key thing that I do. And I, you know, I share with everyone, people who are my clients, who aren't, and that I continue to share education around. And so what has your experience been like using the oils, working with me, being in part of the Facebook group around using the doTERRA essential oils?
Oh, I'm all excited about essential oils right now.
I know.
And actually, I wasn't sure if this was going to be videoed, so I brought all of my oils out, and I've dressed appropriately with my rock pendant.
Oh, well, we can still please take a picture for us and then send it to me, and I'll try to post it when I'm posting this podcast. Let's do that. That'd be great. And no, yeah, I kind of actually switched. I do, you know, just because of different things, I've kind of switched to most of the podcast being audio now, but originally when you recorded, it was video. It just, it did take a lot of more work for people when they,
you were I'm perfectly fine.
I know, you're like, I'm perfectly fine. And that's but yeah, please take a picture though. I'd love to see how you with all your oils, but yes, tell us about your experience with the essential oils.
When I first started out, I went crazy, and I have tons of oils at home. But some of the ones that I'm really using and are affecting my life is, first off, On Guard is one of my favorite oils. And right now, everybody is sick here at work. So I have On Guard hand sanitizer. I have it diffusing, and I use the toothpaste. And so I'm doing what I can to stave off all the sickness that's around me.
Yeah.
And so far, so good. I always have on hand lemon and peppermint to put in my water. I don't like drinking water, mm-hmm. and we all know how good it is for us. Mm-hmm. And adding these oils is a nice little boost for our health, in addition to making the water taste better. I use Chia here at work, trying to keep motivated. I still have 2 o'clock slumps, so I use my oils to help there. Mm-hmm. One new thing I've done is I'm really working on my bedtime routine, mm-hmm. and I go to bed pretty early. Mm-hmm. I start out at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. With a diffuser in my bedroom, and I put cedarwood, vetiver, and lavender. Mm-hmm. I have that diffusing. I tell myself to put my phone to bed mm-hmm. between 7 and 8. No food after 7, but if I need something, I'll drink ginger and lemon tea or calamine with a drop of lavender. Mm. And then I go to bed at 9 and I read until I'm sleepy. Mm-hmm. So that little new, I've just started that Sunday mm-hmm. and it's now Wednesday and that seems to be working.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't get up or anything, but I always seem to get up at some point to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But otherwise, sleeping pretty good.
Yeah.
So, and tip for anybody that's interested in essential oils out there. I have tons of them, mm-hmm. but for starters, if you have lavender and lemon, it seems like you can do almost anything with those two.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think the lavender, lemon, but you're even saying the peppermint, kind of known as it's like a good trio mm-hmm. introduction kit that Tara has, but even some of the basic ones that you were saying, cedarwood or On Guard, a lot of the ones that even come in I think what you got, the family essentials kit is like, those are the ones I use every day. You know, I'm using other ones, but like those are the basic ones that can do so much with them. So I love that you pointed that out, is that often we see one essential oil as having one use. And that's the importance of like, that's why I try to do as much education on these as possible. It's like you can use multiple, like even what you're saying, lemon and lavender, I'm pretty sure in every single class I've ever done, which I've done a lot, those two show up because you're right. You can just, for emotions, for cleaning, for all these hormones even, right? So it's something I love mm-hmm. that you said. I love that you mentioned that.
Yes. Like I said, I have tons of them just because it's fun, but really there's some basics, as you've mentioned, mm-hmm. That really are all you need to deal with a lot of things in life.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, how are things for you? So you're still in the academy and still in like my inner circle group and still in the oils. Like, what's next for you kind of though, in your area of health and life? I know you were saying hormones. I don't know if there's anything else that you're going to plan on working on.
Well, I think that you had, Dr. Snyder, on as a guest podcast.
Right.
And she wrote the book, The Essential Oils Hormone mm-hmm. Solution. Mm-hmm. And so in reading that, one thing, even though I feel like I'm getting good night's rest, mm-hmm. when I get up in the morning, I'm still like, I feel like I'm not awake. Like mm-hmm. I have brain fog and I have problems like in the middle of the day focusing here at work. And so then also I still am struggling with weight gain. Mm-hmm. So after reading everything in this book, I think I really want to focus on cutting back or I don't know if I can eliminate sugar. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure if I go into the academy, there must be something in there about sugar mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. going to help.
Yeah.
Well, and Whole 30 mm-hmm. is part of that.
Right.
Sugar elimination. So that's my next goal.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Right. Yeah. I think what's interesting is even you're pointing out is that I think, you know, sugar it has its role in our health and our lives, in that should we need sugar, will turn into energy in our body to store it. But it's the processed extra sugar that our body doesn't really need. And I think you're right. Like, yeah, in the ketamine, both the Nourishing Your Body with Food Masterclass and even in the Whole 30 stuff, just the idea of like, if we can incorporate more of these natural, you know, less additive preservative food, mm-hmm. our body will start to really get the nutrients it is. So a lot of people, when it comes to cravings, and you probably, she pointed this out in her book, and then even mm-hmm. some of the work that I do, is that, you know, it's a craving often is an indication that your body needs something, whether it's emotionally, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically. There could be a lack of a nutrient, there could be dehydration, there could be that time of month, all of those sorts of different things. And I love how you're like picking something very specific to work on. Because you're right, like I know this, every time I've done the Whole 30 and came off and slowly added more sugar back into my diet, even good sugar, honey and maple syrup, I wanted mm-hmm. more, because right. your body, it tastes good. So it's like not just you, it's like your body wants it, you know? Yes. It wants to feel pleasure, but it doesn't do well with extra sugar. So yeah, I love that you're going to yeah. work on that.
Yeah, so we'll see. I do, I have been doing some movement because of my weight and stuff. I can't just go out and jog or anything, mm-hmm. but I do yoga. Mm-hmm. A couple of nights a week. And I also, I like to dance. So I do a mm-hmm. dance fit class a couple nights a week and try to walk when I mm-hmm. can. So, I mean, and if I don't make it to those classes, I try not to beat myself up.
Right.
Just doing the best I can.
Right. I love that. And even I'm on that journey. I think a lot of people think I'm perfect when it comes to this area, but no, there's like days like earlier this week, I wasn't feeling like energetic. I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, taking the day off from gymming and going to take a nap instead. And then the next day I was like, I feel better. Right. So I think I love that you're right. Like it's just, it's this all or nothing mentality is just not helpful. And I love that we both can practice that as we go along. So
yeah.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for sharing with us. Is there anything else that you want to share to everyone as they listen in?
Just remember that, I speak to myself that if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be any good to anybody else.
Right.
So, take the first step, figure out just what, if it's a call to Brianna,
right.
just take the first step to do something for yourself. And it doesn't have to be a big step. Mm-hmm. But remember, you're worth it, mm-hmm. and the world needs what you have. So take the first step to do something to love yourself. So I guess that's my ending line there, Brianna.
No, that's great. That's great. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, Pam, for sharing with us today. It's been an honor to journey with you these last couple of years.
Same here.
Yeah,
let's keep on doing it.
Keep on doing it. All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Make sure, you know, you take Pam and myself up on this offer. If you're like interested in finding out what coaching could be like, or even what essential oils could be like, make sure you book a call with me. It doesn't matter which one, whether it's the oils call or a discovery call. Cause I actually think with you, Pam, I think you booked an essential oils call and you're like, oh, I also want to talk about coaching too. So it doesn't matter. It's just two different links, two different surveys. So just book one in the show notes below, or madewell345.com/discovery call. Because I do have open coaching spots, and I am offering a special package around coaching and oils this month. So check that out. So thank you so much, Pam, again, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.
That's a wrap. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Healthy Body Podcast. I'm so honored to be with you each time you listen. All right, a couple of things before you go. Please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. The more people that do that, the more feedback I get, but the more people that can see this podcast. So wherever you're listening to it, subscribe to it there. Second thing is, if you would like to call in and leave a voice message in the form of a question or your review, feel free to do that through the Anchor app. Just go to my podcast after you download the Anchor app from your app store, go to where it says voice message, and you can leave it there. Third thing is, if you would like to support this podcast and its ongoing, podcast episodes and the guest episodes, Well, feel free to do that. There's now an option through the Anchor app that you can do that. You just go to Anchor and click listener support, and there's three different levels that you can support the ongoing work of this podcast. And fourth thing is, stay tuned briefly as I mention again the sponsor of this podcast. Without sponsorships, both sponsors that I do as well as other people do, this podcast would not be possible. All right, tune in for the sponsor, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode. Just want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my one-on-one three-month coaching program. This is a coaching program designed to give you as a busy woman customized support to help you ditch dieting, lose weight, and reclaim your health for good. With coaching sessions, email support in between, access to my private Facebook group, access to all my courses, you will have all that you need and more to see your health goals come into life. So if you're willing to change, if you're willing to invest, and if you're willing to approach this from the long-term point of view, I'm willing to do it with you. I have a few spots available for the fall, so book a discovery call today and let's see if it's a great fit for you. Go to madewell345.com/discovery call, madewell345.com/discovery call, and let's get started. All right, see you on the next episode.